Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
You're here for efficient insights. And today, well, we're zooming in on something specific. Wrist strap attachments for stun guns. Mm-hmm. We've got just one source text focused entirely on this, how these straps improve carrying convenience.
Right. And our mission really is to unpack what that means practically for someone using the device.
Exactly. How does this seemingly small feature actually help?
It's about accessibility, fundamentally, making sure the device is there when you need it. But this focus on convenience, it sort of ripples outwards.
Okay, so let's dig in. The source highlights improved carrying convenience. Sounds simple, but what does that actually feel like? What's the tangible benefit?
Well, think about just holding it. A strap gives you a more secure connection, right, beyond just your hand grip.
Okay.
And that could be really important if you're, say, stressed or moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
Your fine motor skills might not be at their best.
That makes sense. That tether adds a layer of security.
A real sense, yeah.
And that security probably links directly to, well, not dropping the stun gun.
Exactly.
Which is huge.
Imagine losing control of it right when you need it. That's not good.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
That risk reduction is a major plus. Think about being in a crowd, maybe. You bump into someone.
Right.
Holding it loosely, it could get knocked away. The strap makes that much less likely. It stays with you.
Keeps it where it needs to be, even if your grip falters for a second.
Precisely.
Okay, another convenience angle seems to be freeing up your hands.
Yes. That's incredibly practical.
If you need to do something else, quickly open a door, grab keys, whatever the stun gun is still attached, still accessible.
You're not fumbling with it or trying to figure out where to put it down for a second.
Which you probably wouldn't want to do anyway.
No. So needing your phone, maybe, or just keeping your balance, having hands free while the device is secure, that boosts usability in, you know, real life.
So the benefits seem clear enough based on this source, but it's also interesting what the text doesn't cover.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, we hear about convenience, but nothing on the straps themselves. Like, are there different types, materials, lanyards versus thicker straps?
That's a good point. The source doesn't differentiate. It suggests maybe the core benefit is just having any kind of attachment.
Just the concept itself.
Yeah, that seems to be the main driver of convenience here, according to this text. The specifics, less so.
And also, no mention of potential downsides.
Right. Or safety considerations tied to the strap, like could it get snagged? Could it be used against someone? The text doesn't go there.
No, it just stays laser focused on the upside, the ease of carrying.
Which really tells us about the scope of this specific source. It's giving us one particular angle, the convenience one, without that broader context.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. What we've gathered from this deep dive is pretty straightforward. The source presents wrist straps as a simple feature that makes stun guns significantly easier and more secure to carry.
Yeah. It boils down to better handling, less chance of dropping it, and keeping your hands free. Practical advantages.
It really highlights how a small design choice can make a real difference in how usable a personal safety tool actually is.
Definitely. User friendliness often comes down to these kinds of details.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, our listener. If a simple wrist strap makes such a difference for carrying convenience, what other design elements, maybe equally simple, could further improve how easy and safe personal safety devices are to use?
What other practical needs could good design address? Something to think about.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us for this focused deep dive.